Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift, a quick yet inspirational podcast. Today, we'll hear from Susan Tisch. She's a Christian Science practitioner from Northville, Michigan.
The other night, I had trouble falling asleep. I was worried about my son's housing situation during the pandemic and just couldn't settle my thought. We've all had times when we worry. We can be tempted to ruminate or cast about trying to find some quick fix. But the best answers will always come from God, who is divine mind. This mind, which I am learning is the only mind and is all good, is constantly sending us thoughts that bless and heal. Well, that night as I lay worrying, I turned to God for help. The answer came in words that felt like a simple statement of fact. He will have all that he yearns for. It felt like an all-encompassing statement about my son's life, and it was deeply comforting. I felt like Abraham from the Bible in that moment when he worried about the safety of his son Ishmael, being reassured by God that if he let go of his fear and gave his son's care to God, God would not only keep him safe, but make sure his life was purposeful. I felt God's loving care so fully in that moment that I knew all was well with my son. And soon after, I fell asleep. Within a day or so, the perfect housing situation fell into place for my son naturally, proving that we really can trust God with our fears. Mary Baker Eddy, in her book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, tells us just how reliable prayer is with these words. In divine science, where prayers are mental, all may avail themselves of God as a very present help in trouble. God is here, in the midst of us, and at the ready at any moment to meet any need. This is a fact we can bank on. We can turn our thought wholeheartedly to God now to see what good, comforting, and wise thoughts are right here.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2022.